following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with Realty Executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
Good afternoon and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com. And I have my co-host and my favorite person on earth,
really?
Roger.
I am that.
Roger.
I didn't know I was that high on the pecking order.
You are in the pecking order.
I'm your favorite person in the world?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Glad to have you today.
At least on Wednesdays.
At least only on Wednesdays between 2 and 3.
Exactly. Let's narrow things down a little bit. How you doing today?
Good.
Great.
Good. How are you?
Great. The pre-Thanksgiving edition of the broadcast, helping people learn more about real estate. And I would imagine, because of the things you talk about, a lot of people who are maybe pursuing maybe other career options listen to the program on a regular basis, and those involved with some of the support type fields that realtors work in, whether it be, you know, the mortgage industry,
inspections,
home improvement, that kind of thing.
Yeah, staging, all kinds. So we have a very large audience, mm-hmm. which I'm glad to say. You know,
You're on WBOB.
Well, that is
so
a perk.
That's automatically going to get you people listening.
Absolutely.
From the Carolinas down to Tampa.
I know.
We get out there. You know, that we get calls, you know, at the station from all over. We have a friend who goes down to Tampa once a week. He says he listens to us down there, and then got a call on one of our other programs. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. The guy was calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. Listening
yes.
to the program. Not yes. on the app, although you can listen on the app. He was listening right over the radio.
We have Casey Stratner in the house, and she's got friends in Orlando that listen to the show. So,
right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Last time I was on here, they were texting me as I'm like sitting here. And they're like, we hear you guys. You're doing great. It's like, oh, thanks.
That is so cool, knowing you know, the technology. We can reach out and hopefully give some information that's important to a lot of different people.
Yes, and also I'd love people to like my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am just shy of 10,000.
Really?
I'm trying to reach my 10,000 fan base.
Okay.
And because after I get to 10,000, I'm going to want 20.
Okay.
But it's a start.
Baby steps.
So I need people to go to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on Facebook and like my page.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's a good place to go to just to find out what's going on in Jacksonville. I always put different events going on. And so
I was going to ask you that. What are some of the things you post if you want?
Yeah, if you're looking for something to do for the weekend, I'm not sure, want to try something different, you can always go to my page because I will have what's going on during the week and weekend all the time. So it's a pretty cool page. I post all different types of things on there, not just real estate, but mainly real estate.
Now, you do work in California as well as Florida.
I do.
Do you have people who like the page out there?
I do.
So, hey, you're helping the Chamber of Commerce out of work with you because you're getting the word out about Jacksonville all over the country.
I have people from all over on my Facebook page. Tennessee, Georgia, Texas. I've got a pretty wide range of people.
Great.
So it makes it fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love to get on there and chat with people and it's just kind of fun. I like it a lot. So go to my page. It's awesome. I had a good time this weekend. I was at the Mandarin Festival that's been going on for 22 years. And in fact, Brian, hello, Brian, my producer.
What's up?
Brian filled in for me.
He did. He did. And I was grateful that Brian went with me, and we tasted a lot of chili, didn't we?
I even wrote Roger's name as my name on the ballot.
Yeah, well, now I was supposed to be a judge, and unfortunately, due to the overwhelming response, I couldn't make it.
I threw some twos and ones on some chilies, and okay. Anita said, that's a little mean. And I said, yeah, but it's Roger's name on it.
Now, was some really good chili, or they were some really amazing chili?
They gave me a vegan chili.
Really?
And a tofu chili.
Okay.
And that's not chili.
Okay.
That's not chili.
What was the best chili? What special nuance did they have?
They were all winners.
Yeah. To me, the best chili.
But there was a couple of them that were, you know, really good. I don't know all that was in them, but of course I'm a meat eater, so I'm assuming that the ones I graded high had a lot of meat.
When it
in
comes
them.
To chili, texture is important to me. So if it's like real chunks of meat in there, I think that's really good.
Yes.
As opposed to just ground beef.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should have a sausage in there. I like putting chorizo in mine.
Okay.
And hamburger, and to me if it's ground, I'll throw it in there. Okay. You know, the more the merrier. And then you add your beans and whatnot. But, you know, some people were, they were really good.
Okay.
I was amazed. That was a really a fun event. And it's been going on for 22 years. And a lot of booths, a lot of people there. They had good things to purchase. They even had, they have wine and beer and sodas and food. And so there's a lot there. And that was my first time going.
Yeah,
and so,
I think it was about 30 years ago that Mandarin became like the go-to area that a lot of people in our community here in North Florida, they were kind of going to. And since then, there's now Nocatee and soon Yulee and the...
there's everywhere.
People head out all over
booming.
The place now, yes.
Yeah, everything is booming out here.
A lot of growth.
Which makes Jacksonville very appealing. And so we had fun at the festival. Want to thank everyone out there in Mandarin, and made some good connections. And in fact, I bumped into some good people I'll have on the show. Ole, ole, and look at that. It's ole, ole. Because it's time for our hot, hot, hot properties. And we've got some deals for you. I even have a deal under $150. In fact, it's $137,000.
That's very affordable.
It's very affordable, and the inside of this house is actually in very good condition. It is 9864 Eve Drive North. That's 9864 Eve Drive North in Jacksonville. It is 32246, and the 46 area is kind of like Beach and Kernan and Beach
and
closer.
Southside.
I thought I've seen that the street sign. Is that near Beach Boulevard?
Yeah. It is, okay. And it's just on the other side, actually, of the – I shouldn't say Beach and Kernan. It's on the other side of the 295, and it's a great street. It's off of – there's Peach and Eve, and a lot of older folks live there. I've sold quite a few homes in there.
That's near Southside Boulevard, I believe.
Correct.
Okay.
So it is a three-bedroom – one bathroom, over 1,125 square feet, for $137,900. It's got a good size yard. The seller is extremely motivated, and it's had a pre-inspection already, so we're ready to sell it. And it's been on the market for only 11 days, and we already had a price reduction. So.
Okay.
It's a good rental property for someone who wants
I was going to ask you that. Would that be something that someone may, I guess you could get all types, but some people want to make their home or maybe use it as an investment property to rent out to someone else?
Yes, yes. It's a good deal either way. We also have a home in Highland Glen, and that is at Beach and Kernan, and that is 13085 Sir Rogers Court South. And that is in the 24 zip code, 32224 at Beach and Kernan. Four bedrooms, two bathrooms, 2,552 square feet in a beautiful gated community.
Good size, yeah.
For $439,500. And we would love to sell that. It's an awesome area. And we have one out in Flagler for all our people out in Flagler. We have one at 406 Jasper Drive in Flagler Beach, 32136. It is in the Stonebridge subdivision, and it's right off of near the area of John Anderson, And it is $385,000. Okay. It is 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 2,636 square footage. Built in 05, and that house is gorgeous.
It sounds like it. You know, it good size gorgeous. And at the beach, too.
So come and join us. And we've got a lot for you this afternoon on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com. And I've got my good friend on the line, Chad Murphy.
Hi, Anita. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve. And Chad Murphy is not only a good friend, but he works for First Florida Financial. He is one of our preferred lenders, and glad to have you.
Thanks. I appreciate being here. I'll touch briefly on the current market and rates, where they're at now, and then I'll leave it open, see if you have any topics you want to discuss.
Perfect, perfect.
Conventionally speaking, conventional lending, long-term money, meaning the fixed rates, 15 or 30-year, still your best option right now. 30-year fixed rate has come down recently. October into November has been pretty volatile with the market.
Yes.
And it's brought rates back down under the 5% marker. We were up high as about 5.25% for a few days. So I believe we'll have temporary relief probably through the holidays as things stabilize over the first of the year. The economy's still on an uptick. I think we'll see the push back into the fives early in the year. Now's a good time to secure a rate if you want to be in the fours.
Sure.
And maximize your purchase power. Government loans such as FHA, VA, rates are a little lower, mid-fours currently, which is very strong. They maxed out at about 5%, so we've seen about a 0.5% relief with the government loans over the last month.
Chad, what kind of loans were those?
30-year fixed rates. The government would be FHA or VA.
Oh, okay.
Those have the lower rates, different type of loan. It's not in the conventional, meaning Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae,
sure.
30-year fixed. But very slim margins between the two rates and the programs. But that's where we're at now. And then I know you emailed me a couple of topics you may want to discuss. I'm not sure if tiny homes was still something you were going to hit today.
Yes, we're actually going to talk about tiny homes today. And, of course...
I hate the concept, by the way. But anyway, go ahead.
I love it. I love it. But are those... I guess you guys don't do any type of loans for that because it's not... It's not locked into one place.
Well,
they're mobile.
They don't have to be. So if you want to, if they're on related to something that we know, like an RV, if it has wheels and it's mobile, then it's going to be a recreational loan or a personal loan. Rates will be a little higher, but you won't have the same real estate fees. And you can put that on a lot that you own, or you can put that on a lot that you rent. It is mobile. You would not get conventional type mortgage or home financing on those. Now, like with a mobile home or a manufactured or a modular, if you bring a tiny home, which you can do, and put it on a foundation or take it off from its wheels and it's tied down, you can do conventional financing on that. Or FHA, VA.
Wow, so we just need to... I guess just put it onto that a slab.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you have to do. And another thing to think about, square footage minimums. There aren't square footage minimums, but we do have to have an appraisal, which means we have to have comparables. So if you get into homes that are less than 500, some of the tiny homes are as small as 250 or 350 square feet.
Right.
Could potentially be difficult to have comparables to appraise it. But the financing for FHA, VA, or conventional standard-type mortgages, it would have to be on your own lot, and then it would have to be titled and platted, so you'd have to have it would be considered real estate, and you'd be paying property tax on the property and the home like a standard single-family home.
Interesting. That's something else. You know, I did go this weekend to the Tiny Home Festival and Music Festival, and I don't want to say it was just outside of Palatka, and so I got to tour all these tiny homes, and you know, I've seen them on TV, but I haven't had the opportunity to actually view them in person, and I was impressed.
I guess they're nicer, but the whole concept kind of reminds me of the clubhouse that a lot of young guys had when they were in fourth grade, you know, back behind the house.
The little tree house.
There's nothing wrong with a tree house, thank you very much.
Well, mine was not.
A lot happened in those tree homes.
Mine was never in a tree because that would have been probably too dangerous for my parents to think it was okay. But the whole concept, I don't know. It's like, you know, what's wrong with having a nice, larger size house? That's the thing.
Well, you know, it's to each its own, and
right.
There's a lot of people out there that, you know, it's
would
funny.
You think they would prefer that? You know, it seems like the things I've read on that, the major push behind that is not people wanting to live in a tiny home. It's that they can afford that, and it's major corporations who are employing people in order to kind
think.
Of justify
but
driving down wages.
But tiny homes aren't cheap, so, you know.
How much do they go for? I thought they were real cheap.
You know, a small one will go for about $60,000.
Oh, really?
But
depending.
I thought they were like, you know, 15,000 or something like that.
No.
Okay.
Well, that's decked out. That's complete cost. If you want to buy a shell, as I was doing my research, mm-hmm. looking for the rates, what we could do, what we couldn't do, yeah, you can buy shells for 15,000, 16,000, but, you know, that's not complete. You know, you have your plumbing, your electrical.
Sure.
That's not going to be with, you know, insulation, that's a shell delivered for you to complete the project.
I saw some down there that were super small that were decked out really nice, but
not bad for a single person, you know, who wants to live, especially in a very expensive area.
The misconception is that it's for people who can't afford, and so
that's the false perception that I had.
Because for people, they're more like the ones that like to travel. You know, they want to travel with their kids, and so they homeschool them. You have a lot of people in that category that do it too. They want to teach their kids by going to all these different locations and stuff, and so they get a tiny home. But in order to pull those, you need a dually, so you have to have some money. Mm-hmm. And these people that travel like that, they've got to have some cash to survive on and to put gas in that dually. So it's a misconception, I think, that it's for people that can't afford a house.
Well, the ones I saw were stationary. They weren't like, you know, RV types. So maybe I'm
I think these are people that kind of want to not have a permanent address and can travel a little bit. Mm-hmm. Or the ones that have a piece of land, but, you know, they're in retirement mode. And so they're downsizing and, you know, this is what they need. And so,
and in some cases, some people just want to have fun with their lives and not work. And, you know, maybe get a part-time job and you go skiing the rest of the time or something.
Yeah, that'd be me.
I think it's a frame of mind. Minimalist. You can
minimalists, a lot of minimalists.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a big movement.
No carbon footprint or less carbon footprint. I think people are conscious of that these days.
Yes.
And, you know, some are, even at 500-600 square feet, open floor plan, and you can go high-end on the interiors. I've lived in small homes, I've lived in very large homes. When I live in a large home, I occupy not even a fifth of it. So I think people have, most people that live in larger homes, if they think about how much they actually utilize, they don't utilize half their home.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, my condo, I mean, I walk from the living room to the bedroom. And, I don't even cook. So, I mean, I go into the kitchen if I need, you know, something cold out of the refrigerator, and that's it.
Do you have a home office?
No, I don't work from home.
Really? Okay.
I'm one of the few. I don't believe in working from home.
Interesting. There's tax benefits to having a home office, by the way.
It does.
Okay. Just telling you.
Well, I didn't say, well,
not
I shouldn't
that I'm
say that I don't.
Check with your accountant.
The IRS might be listening.
Blah, 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 blah.
I didn't say, well, I shouldn't say I don't have one.
Okay.
I just don't utilize it.
I see.
I believe that when I'm home, that should be my downtime and that should be my place of relaxation and peace and quiet. So, if my realtors need me, they can get a hold of me. And if I have to access my email, I can, but I don't even have my email on my cell phone.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
Well, Chad, it's always great to chat with you. And you're going to be coming up this way soon.
Yeah, I'll be in your neck of the woods probably the third week of December, week before Christmas, I would assume.
Yay!
Can't wait to see you.
We're looking forward to it.
Is that Casey?
It is.
I thought I recognized your voice. I appreciate you guys inviting me on. You guys have a great Thanksgiving, Anita, Roger, and Casey, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye now.
Yeah, I love Chad and First Florida Financial. They're great. And he works throughout the state, so right now he's down in Naples. And then he'll make his way up here and in December, and he'll work here for a little bit.
And if someone closes a house with you, it's possible they'll be working with him on the mortgage side, right?
Oh, yeah. He's one of our preferred lenders. So.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, you've closed one with him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He makes it such a smooth transition, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good.
He's very, very good. Very communicative.
So we're going to talk about that festival in a tiny homes a little bit more. I really like them. In fact, I went in one. And it was 300 and somewhat square feet. But when
that's
I walked,
so small.
No, it's not.
That's 30 feet each way.
Let me tell you, when I went in it, I thought it was about 800, from 700 to 800 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked when the lady told me it was like 324.
Hmm.
They're so tall. But when we come back,
utilizing mirrors.
A lot of mirrors in the house. When we come back, we're going to talk more about tiny homes and on Rapid Fire Real Estate.
And you can call in too, by the way, at 904-222-TALK. 904-222-8255.
Thank you, Roger.
FM, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Health officials in the U.S. and Canada are telling people to stop eating romaine lettuce because of a new E. coli outbreak. It's already sickened 32 people in 11 states and 18 people in the Canadian provinces of Ontario and Quebec. Orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket manufactured goods fell by the largest amount in 15 months. The latest report on durable goods orders out today from the Commerce Department. The slowdown has raised the specter that a widening trade war between the U.S. and China may be causing U.S. companies to grow more cautious about committing resources or expanding and modernizing their operations. Stock indexes climbing in midday trading on Wall Street following 2 days of big losses. Major tech companies, including Apple and Microsoft, have been rising, recovering some of their recent losses. Foot Locker soared 15% after turning in solid quarterly results. This is SRN News.
Noted author, former chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pas user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
The human body has billions of pain receptors. Block those receptors with the anesthetics found in Salon Pas Lidocaine Plus, and you'll have relief. Salon Pas Lidocaine Plus contains two anesthetics, including the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. They numb aggravated nerves for effective, lasting relief. For relief, try what I use, Salon Pas Lidocaine Plus.
In the silver box with the blue wave.
Single-family houses and apartments are the key to passive income, a.k.a. retirement. No one knows this better than America's most successful investor educator, national radio host, self-made multimillionaire, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley. Meet Del's team live in Miami, one day only, at the DoubleTree by Hilton Grand Hotel Biscayne Bay, Saturday, December 15th from noon to 4. Attend for free. Register at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. That's retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at retireinfiveyearsorless.com.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Looking to earn extra cash this holiday season? Got some stuff to sell? Sell that stuff to earn that cash at Ramona Flea Market. Ramona Flea Market will be open Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, November 23rd and 24th from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Book your space now. Call 904-786-3532. That's 904-786-3532. Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295.
The election is over. Now, what does it all mean? How are the results going to shift our nation, our state, our lives? WBOB will follow all the developments and bring all the inside stories so you'll know exactly what is happening and how it will affect you. WBOB Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at AnitaHiles.com. And please give us a call. Talk to us about tiny homes or just call us to tell us what you're thankful for this holiday season. That is 222-TALK. That's 222-TALK. 222-8255. We'd love to hear from you on this Thanksgiving Eve to figure out what makes you thankful. What are you grateful for this holiday season? Tomorrow's a big day that we reflect on. We're thankful every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think on Thanksgiving, we really pull the family together and and really, you know, it hits home. You think of those things. You think of your kids a little bit more on this day, and you know, having the family together and friends. It's my favorite holiday.
It's one of my favorites as well. And one of the things that you notice, the country can be so divided at times.
Right.
Thanksgiving Day is one of those things we're all on the same page.
We're all on the same
regardless of your political perspective, your ideological this or whatever, your cultural, your heritage, your ethnicity.
Exactly.
Everybody is getting, hopefully, you know, a little, and thanking God for everything that we can think of.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And that's one of the things I really love. Plus, you know, it's it brings back a lot of childhood memories for me that I remember my grandparents who are now in heaven. And the food, of course, is really good. And, you know, it's one of my favorite holidays as well.
My parents, my mom and dad, always made that such a special holiday. And my sister, too.
Uh-huh.
Every year, my sister on Thanksgiving, at our table setting, she always has an ornament for us. So literally all the ornaments on my tree are pretty much for my sister.
Really?
And they're a special ornament. And that is something that is meaningful to us. So it's kind of fun that she does that. So it's always been a special day.
Well, when we were kids, the parents and the adults got to eat at like the main table, and the kids had to go into a separate room, and there was little trays with little stands on them. But on Thanksgiving Day, we got to eat with the adults.
You got to be at the big table.
I thought that was always fun. And we have to wear button-up shirts and that kind of thing.
Exactly. You got to dress up. So call
us. I don't do that anymore.
But give us a call and let us know what you're thankful for at 222-8255. And we were talking a little bit about tiny homes, but we are going to have somebody actually come on the show to talk to us about tiny homes. I'm talking to a couple people that I met down there at that festival. And so we're going to be learning more here in the near future about tiny homes and what it's all about. But I was really shocked at how much room, you know, they have high ceilings. So you really feel, the one I looked at was about 64,000, and it was beautiful.
I'm shocked it cost even that much, to be frank with you. There was a reality TV show on once, and Anita, that dealt with these tiny homes that people lived in that were like 10 by 10 and maybe a little bit bigger, where they really took advantage of the space, and you know, there was not a whole lot of room.
I think it takes a lot of craftsmanship
because
of all the different compartments that they have. So I think that's why they actually cost a little bit more, because it takes a lot of craftsmanship.
Well,
you see how these are built and all the storage that's in them.
Well, it seemed like the whole angle, at least the premise behind it on the show that I saw, and I only saw a couple of episodes, was that there are certain parts of the country where people really want to live, but the cost of living there is so high, such as where you grew up in Southern California, where you can, you know, a typical home here that cost maybe $250,000, over there would cost like $2.5 million.
Well,
you know?
One of the battles the tiny homes are having, the people in those communities, is the fact that most cities that are incorporated, which is most cities, don't allow them. So there's a lot of zoning issues, and places like Orlando and I could be wrong with this. I want to say Sarasota, but I might be wrong. There's a whole community down there. They have subdivisions. And if you ever wanted to just get an idea of what it's like to live in a tiny home, that community is actually, it's a vacation home rental.
So exactly, yeah.
You can go online and I do not have the email on it, but you can go online and put tiny home vacation rentals in Orlando, and you're going to see the subdivision. And, you know, for about $82 a night, you can have a nice little vacay right by the ocean and just kind of enjoy it. They're pet friendly and just get an idea. To me, it would just be fun to stay in one.
You know, a big part of the Florida economy especially is our tourism industry. And all things equal, these tiny homes are at least as large as a hotel room, in some cases bigger.
Oh, yeah.
And then you've got
absolutely
a little bit more privacy and, You know,
you could go outside, have the campfire going.
Exactly. You can cook out, that kind of thing. So I could see the value.
I'm going to try it out.
As far as a vacation alternative to a hotel, I could certainly see the value with it there.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. And I think that before I have those folks on the show, that I'm going to go down there and stay in one.
Okay.
It'd be kind of fun to.
You'll need to do that.
To check it out so I could come back and report. If there was enough room, I'll take Jake, my dog, with me.
Right. And if you want to own something like that, then that would really make sense as an investment opportunity. And we were talking off the air that you could get your money back and it's pure profit, you know, just after a few years probably, right?
And probably even the first year, you can only imagine.
Mm-hmm. I would have to buy two, though, because I need at least 300 square feet for just my closet.
Yeah, you do. All your
but
shoes.
Not when you're on vacation. You don't take your whole shoe collection
no,
down there.
No,
Amelia Marcos.
No, no. If I was to buy one.
Uh-huh. But yeah, that was the biggest thing when people started doing them several years ago when they became a big hit, mm-hmm. is they were also getting, you know, say they had a plot of land and everything. They were putting several on there as vacation rentals.
Right.
And that the way they could move them around. And articles that I've read and even people that I've known that have done them have made their profit back within the first year of doing it. So you even think, you know, if you're doing it, you know, $150, you know, $175 a night, 365 days a year, that's, a, you know, buy a
and the key
cheaper.
Thing is just getting the zoning approved.
Wow.
It's very difficult.
Let me do the math
the
on that real quick.
Different for, I know the zoning is different in different counties. I was actually talking to one of my good friends this week about tiny homes because that was something that they've been interested in for their families and such, for like extended families and whatnot. And I know Clay County definitely has a minimum of like, I think it's 750 square feet before it's considered a.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we also have good news about our town here. Money Magazine has listed Jacksonville as one of the top 10 best big cities to live in right now. You got to look up the article.
Now, that's shocking on a lot of levels. First of all, to call Jacksonville a big city, it is geographically.
It's a big
metro
city.
Area. You know, we think of the football team as kind of being our, you know, benchmark.
Well, I'm going to go
and
through these.
And it's the second, or I think, or the smallest or second smallest of the all the NFL cities. But it still, I guess, qualifies as big, huh?
We're huge.
Okay.
Landmass was. We're huge.
All right.
Have you driven one from one side to the other?
Not on the same day. No.
Yeah, you should. We do it all the time as realtors, and let me tell you, it's big. So yes, look it up. It's fantastic news. It came out November 19th, 2018. The 10 best big cities to live in right now, per Money Magazine, is Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm.
Now, the number one was Austin, Texas, and Austin, Texas is a nice place. A lot of people from Southern California, or I should say from California, are moving there.
Right.
I had some friends live there, and they couldn't stand that. They felt they were still in L.A., so they left, and
right.
They went to Boise.
One of the motivations people in Southern California especially had is that the real estate market had gotten so astronomical. If you purchased a home, I guess, 20, 30 years ago, you know, for whatever they were going for, it was in the millions. You could sell that home, buy something for 1/10 the price, or maybe 1/5 the price in another city, bank the rest and live off the return. And Austin was one of the areas people were moving to.
Well, you know, the average family income in Austin is $87,389. Medium home price $326,000. So they're getting creeped. They're getting up there. And the projected job growth from 2017 through 2022 is 10.9%. Well, yeah, of course, because the population is huge. You got to give these people jobs somewhere. But if you like traffic, move to Austin. So
how does that compare to Jacksonville?
We don't have traffic here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Lord almighty.
What about people the job growth and the other economic factors?
And, well, number two is North Carolina. And Virginia Beach actually is number three, which kind of shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
Because their projected job growth is like none. It's only 2.6 projected from 2017 through 2022.
What's interesting, the new Amazon H2 headquarters, they moved there.
Oh, that's why they're on the list.
Yeah.
Then. Job growth is only 2.6. So that's interesting.
They'll have to share the stage with New York City. But yeah, that's where one of the places they want.
And a little tidbit, the highest point in the city is only 40 feet above sea level. Interesting.
Interesting.
Learn more about Jacksonville when we come back and why we're in the top 10 on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And another little tidbit about Florida or Jacksonville is, let's see, Jacksonville is on the banks of the St. John's River, the largest river in the state and one of the few in the country that flows south and north.
Hmm.
That's a great little tidbit.
I have heard that before. Yeah, that the river goes the opposite yes. direction mm-hmm. and one of the few. And why does it? I'm not sure.
We can hold our heads up high because in Jacksonville, Florida, the average income here is $63,000, medium home price is $196,000, and the projected growth here in Jacksonville between 2017 through 2022 is 7.7%, and that is probably what's drawing people here. We have a large, specifically in the tech industry, we are headed to a lot of growth here in that arena.
Hmm.
So who knows?
Interesting.
But As the largest metro area by landmass in the U.S., Jacksonville, like many other cities, claims a growing job market and population. So in the past 8 years, the city population has increased over 9%.
Yeah.
So people are coming.
A lot of growth. I think we've got a call on the line.
We
Maybe someone
do.
Has to weigh in.
Oh, we have Carol. Carol, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. I wanted to share with you, my daughter has a tiny home, lives in it now full time, and she was at the Tiny House Festival. You might have seen her house. It's the Victorian house, sort of a gray-blue.
Yes.
Filled with antiques.
Yes.
And she's got about 22,500 in it. She more or less constructed it herself on an aluminum trailer. It's got 125 square feet inside with a loft bedroom up above the kitchen bathroom area. And then the living room, total rest of the house living room, it fills up the rest with a piano bed. The bed's like a hideaway Murphy bed hidden inside an old player piano.
I saw it. I remember because it had the piano in there. I thought that was amazing.
It really is. But she has about 22,500 in it. She could put another maybe two in it doing some really fancy things. She has solar power. She can live off-grid for quite a bit of time in weather like today.
Yeah, and I think that's a fantastic idea with having the solar panels that she had on there.
Right, right. I find it a little bit small for me, but I enjoy visiting it.
Is it air-conditioned? I'm curious.
Yes, she has an air conditioner. It's hidden under the there's a window in the front that's got diamond shaped panes on it, and under the valance of the curtain is the air conditioning unit.
All powered by solar electricity, huh?
Yeah, she's got. Huh. Well,
she has both.
It can go into plug. Like this weekend, she was plugged in there at the fairgrounds. She was in one of the spots that had electricity.
Yeah, I thought hers was real unique, and that's probably a little bit too small for me, but still, you know, if you're
the 200 square foot ones, I could do because I live in 850 square feet now, right here in Jacksonville, so that wouldn't take too much effort.
Well, yeah, I agree. I could do that as well, Carol, and I just had a great time out there, and I'm looking forward, and probably next month we're going to have somebody from the tiny home. So you're going to have to keep listening to us because we're going to have them come on and tell us all the good details about what it's like to live in a tiny home and all the different types of ways to build them. So you've got to stay and tune in.
I do listen almost every week. I'm a former real estate agent myself, and have been here in Jacksonville for now 18 years, so I love it here.
So do I. Well, thank you so much, Carol. We appreciate you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Well, Floridians can hold their head up high. We are rated in the top 10 in the U.S., and, you know, this city is great. It just offers so much, and we've got...
What brought you here from California?
Well, we had friends that we were always visiting out here, mm-hmm. and so we just fell in love, you know, believe it or not, we fell in love with the greenery. We don't have greenery in Southern California, so, you know, all the beauties in Northern California as far as the green belts and things like that, but we're all pretty much concrete in Southern California, and so we're just amazed at, you know, all the trees here and the greenery, and we like the weather. Of course, when we would come out during the summer, we were normally, you know, at the Keys, you know, and we like to scuba dive. But we just fell in love with it, mm-hmm. you know, and we fell in love with the people. people here are so kind.
That is probably one of the first things I noticed when I came here, is that the people were a lot friendlier than where I lived before, at least in my impressions, you know, where I lived in Atlanta prior to coming here.
It's the spotlight of the week.
It is the spotlight of the week, and we have our realtor, Casey Stratner, in the house, and I love working with you, Casey.
Aw, thanks, Anita.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's tell, you know, introduce yourself to Jacksonville, or to, I should say, Northeast Florida.
Well, I am a, I guess you could say, a Jacksonville native. I grew up here, went to Mandarin High here, currently attending at FSCJ here. Moved away for a little while. Same thing, you know, we're all talking about right now. I moved up north, hated it, wanted to come home, came back.
Why did you hate it when you went up north?
I could not like the cold. I could not deal with
the cold. Was it your first time living in snow?
It was my first time living in snow, yes. So my first winter that I experienced up north, I got 18 inches of snow.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's it. I'm done. I've had enough. I've seen enough snow for the rest of my life.
For people who live in tropical and you know, climates who are, you know, somewhat tropical, then that is a major shock.
It is.
Because they aren't used to, you know, walking into a deep freezer.
Yeah, no, it really, really is. And especially East Coast cold is completely different than West Coast cold, because I've visited West Coast cold also. And, I mean, it was just so, like, the cold and the damp on top of it just really, really bothered me. I could not take it. So, yeah, even
I can't even concept.
You should see the grimace on her face right now. So.
It's awful. It's just awful. My family, my family lives up there now, and they're all, oh, you need to come back. I'm like, I'm not coming back. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
But you can come in the summer.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, I go visit, but I could not fathom moving back. I have salt and sand through these veins. That's just the end of it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Salt life, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. And you know what's? Well, people might think I'm a little weird, but I won't even land where there's snow. So when I do my trip, I won't even land if there's snow. So, you know, if it goes from here to Chicago, it's not going to happen if it's wintertime.
Yeah.
You know, I make sure that there's no snow.
Right. I mean, it's so weird because I enjoy snowboarding and I like seeing the snow through the window. Like, if you're actually like out doing stuff in it where it's the powdery snow, not the icy snow, it's great. It's great. My body just does not like the cold. I don't know what it is. So, but yeah, no, I am, you know, I know a lot of people here. Like I said, I grew up here, went to the Landmark. I went to Mandarin High years and years and years ago. And I had to come home.
Three. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, my kids were born here. They love it here. They don't want to go anyplace else.
I love your two boys.
Thank you.
Yes.
They're such good kids.
I do. You know, and I could tell you that I probably don't say that very often where I go, I like spending time with them, but I like spending time with your kids.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They're definitely I call them a different breed because, you know, they're not like, they're very unique. They're kind of eclectic, but they're so intelligent. And, you know, raise them to be respectful, good, well-rounded, compassionate
and they
children,
are.
And that's what they are. They show it, you know, in any environment that they're in.
We went to the hockey game, and we had a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
Had
they
a good
loved
time with
it.
The, yeah, with the boys.
They loved it.
They're going to have the Icemen are going to have. It's going to be the cops versus the fire department coming up soon. I think
That'll
it's
be
in,
fun.
In December, and they have discounted seats. I need to get those seats so we can go again.
That'll be fun.
It's always great to have you, and I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and God bless you during the holiday season here. And thank you for listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and we'll see you next week.